Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. This Sunday, November 9th, Liberation is hosting a special mother-daughter performance. All generations of women, grandmothers, mothers, daughters, and their loved ones are invited to come to the James Earl Jones Theater for a 3 o'clock matinee of Bess Wahl's latest play, which explores second-wave feminism in the 1970s and reflects on it in the modern day. The performance will include special giveaways for everyone in attendance. Tickets are on sale now at telecharge.com. Liberation runs on Broadway through January 11th. And finally today, Actors Equity Association, the union representing actors and stage managers across the United States, has saluted last night's historic election of Zohran Mamdani as New York City's next mayor. Equity had endorsed his candidacy in the days and weeks leading up to Election Day. In a statement, the union's executive director, Al Vincent Jr., said, "The election of Zohran Mamdani is historic, not just because of him, but because of us. From freezing the rent to improving transit, we've chosen to move our city forward and elect a mayor who is relentlessly focused on bringing down costs that are making New York a challenging city to pursue an arts career in." During the campaign, Mamdani made clear he understood how important the live arts are to the city's economy and our way of life. "We look forward to finally working with a mayor who stands with us not when it is easy, but during the hard times, like our contract fights, and who will partner, showcase, and amplify how arts workers make New York City the greatest city in the world." However hard the campaign might have been, governing is harder. As Mayor-elect Mamdani turns to January, I hope all Equity members remember that he stood with us, that they will join the fight for an affordable New York City, and that they will remind him how important it is that we have a mayor who prioritizes arts workers. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.